I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about the Shavuos and Torah. Bissel Meshach Shaychi to the Sugi that we're handling. Bavus to Shlo. Shlo says, it's not the furish anywhere. In the Torah, the Chag HaShavuos, the Chilek, the Yoni Shel Yoyim is that there's a Yom HaDin. It's a Yom HaDin, it's a Yom HaDin in Bittul Torah. You do it, Shlo. Pshat, if I bring it from the Chazam, I need to bring the Shlo. Let me read the Shlo inside. B'daki, G'moyshe B'Rosh Hashanah, Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashkiach HaLidro Yishmaise B'nei Odom. Shabbos, who wanted to oversee, tevea, count, kecheshbin, ma'ase ben yodim, ki hu yom bria rishayin v'chidush oil. Kamo shetikru loim ezeh yom tilas nasecha. Kein rotza b'yom ma'an teira, shehu meira al chidush oil. Ma'an teira is also chidush oil, tzveite chidush oil. Ma'an teira. Lashkiach lidro isha ma'ase oil, v'ladoinoi al peiros ilo. Tosh te, yeh in Gemara. That there's a din on Peris Eilon, Kid Isa Perakam de Rosh Hashanah, Ba'ab Prokam Oilon Nid. Ba'atzeres, a Peris Eilon. Shtay Klor, that there's a Tzeres, there's a Nidin on Peris Eilon. Here comes Shalom. Look there, Kvar Biyarnu, there's something licked up in the Peris. Besides the physical Peris, there's some Tifer. And the Ruchni is the Gevelt. It was the Peris, Ki Ha Peris Heim Heim, Hanish Shomois, Haporchois Meiloni Shal Kadosh Baruch. There are neshamas that are pareach, a blasting from the Ilan of Hakadosh Baruch, and these peiros also are nidin. V'an oylam anidin beyoyim hazeh al haTorah shenitna boy shebatlu atzmo mimenu. Memeila, and that bechina of those peiros nichlal in them is that there's a nidin on the Torah that the brios were battle from. V'hu amram al peiros eilon b'loy hishlimam b'teira b'mitzvos k'roi. Shtein shlo that there's a nidin nichlal in the nidin of peiros eilon on Shavuos, but also nidin on bittul Torah. I want to try to touch up a little bit. What's the shlo saying? What does it do with mahus v'shal yoyim? What's the parallel to the nidin of peiros eilon? What does it mean in din and bittul Torah? I mean, count up the seconds, how many seconds we used, how many seconds we wasted, minutes, hours, days, months maybe wasted. What's the nice here? What's the nice say? Days of Hashem, there's going to be Meshach Shaychi to Nekuda we touched in the beginning of the Vada. It's onto the tish in the entire Sugi of Atzlus and Zrizus. How does a person thrust himself, push himself? It's merit, it's a very merit, it's a very hecher. The hekdom, this musig that the Shloch talks about, the bittul, the din, and bittul Torah, the emes, we find the siachsus in Chazal, in many places. It is a very shver din, the musig of din, and bittul Torah, is very, very rampant in Chazal. Many makers, many makers, mamish, very extreme things are said in Chazal with the dinim and bittul Torah that there is. Achimei Vesim Shana and Bechlal. Which we mentioned too, that we talk and mention in the first Vad, Ben Yenu, Shagimu, when he's being Mirayas, that in Mitzvah Sesi, in bittul Mitzvah Sesi, there's also Avadin and Hefzer and Nefesh. The second raya was from bittul Torah. Mentioned two of the Chazals. He says there. First one is Yerushalmi in Chagiga. She Kadosh Baruch Hu Viter Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Gimel Averus Chavum Chamuris Al Yorai Shvichas Dama Vaydazar. The Loi Viter Alov in bittul Torah. The Chaimer Chazal had. There's a Meridik Din on bittul Torah. Also, I have a touch. What's this Din on bittul Torah? What's this? The Tzveite Chazal. The Sifri. Have you know the rings over there? Kishem, that everyone knows, Schar Torah Keneged Kulam. Say it every day, in the morning, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Schar Torah Keneged Kulam, Kach Unsha, Kach Unsha, Menish Titula, Vela Mikulam. Right, we find this very harsh din. There's a din, there's a tfiyah in Bittul Torah. This is Meshach Shaykh Yitul. This din of Bittul Torah that the Shlomo is talking about. What is this? What is this special yachas, a special kpeda and din that there is in Bittul Torah? That's what Hashem, we want to try to build an inyan betzim, an inyan shalem, an inyan or bissel, build a binyan to be tame a little bit, understand a little bit more. We say shalayim, bechalal the inyan from din and Rosh Hashanah. Should mazbe a little bit. It's in the Gemara. It's based on the hektim. It's more in the yedun. We saw it atzim from Chaim Veloja. It's kedai just to say, to come to Avad, just to hear of this way, Lajan, again and again and again. Chaim Veloja, Nev Shechaim says, we saw it, probably the most you do with the part of the Sefer. Which, the Kabbalah, this is a chelik from the Iker, Siba from the Yisoyed of Yeshivas Veloja. And Be'etzim, this is from the Yisoyed of the Ol Yeshivas. The Olam Yeshivas, Be'etzim, the Olam Yeshivas, the musig, but we're trying to build in yeshivas, and that there's so much in the outside world they don't understand. They don't understand that so much diburim and neged what we try to do. Shtelling of Torah, as Torah is teifus everything, and everything else is batel gabi Torah. So this is Nefesh Chaim. Chaim says Yisoyed. Again, he's the first. It seems like the first person to speak it out lehedia. It's based on the Gemara. The Yisoyed in the Shechem, the Shechem says, Moshe Adalot Paraget Aleph, many other times, the first time he mentions it. The Emes built Yishum Sofei Klal. The Emes built Yishum Sofei Klal. The Shechem comes Zog and Zog Ezach. It's a Dava Bor. It's Nishka Nashara. It's a Dava Bor. Every time he says the same Nusach. Built Yishum Sofei Klal. Shemoy Oilom Kuloi Mikotzad Kotzik. There would be a second in this world, that the entire world, the entire universe. Poni chas v'shalom af rega echod mamish me'esek v'zboinu shalonu b'toyer kerega. If there would be a second that a yid wouldn't be learning, kerega yunchrovim kol olamos. That instant the world would cease to exist. Al-yoinim v'tachtoinim, every single thing that there is in this vast universe, everything. It's atzim, olam atzim, everything would cease to exist. V'hoyu le'efes v'toyu chas v'shalom. The Nefesh HaChaim, the Shtelling Avek, the Torah, is the Shurish, maybe in our Nusach we'll call it, the heartbeat of the world. Torah, in the Hecher HaOlamos, is the source where everything is the Shtal Shofrum in Torah. Memeila is the Nefesh HaChaim, the Kiyum HaOlam, the word Kiyum is even also a little bit too suvait, the Chiyus HaOlam, the Etzim, the world is running on Torah. If there's a total bittul of Liman Torah, the world is ice. The world is ice. Nefesh HaChaim, earlier, is Mitzayim, to the Gemara and Shabbos, to the Sud of Matan Torah. This is Nichla. The din caused that the Eretz was Yirei Ushkata. Frek the Gemara, Yirei Lom HaShakata, and Shakata Lom Yirei. It means, it's a pachat, it's a pachat. Shakata means ruid. It's tranquil. It's a year, it's a pachat or it's good. B'tchilo Yirei Lom HaShakata. Zok the Gemara, originally there was a pachat in the Yirei, and then there was a Shakata. What happened? Lom HaYirei was it? Kedir HaShlokish, Lom HaShlokish. Ma'ay Dichsi V'Yer V'Yevoy K'Yoyim HaShishi. What's the Chazal? What's the Hei Yisera? should say Yom Shishi. What's Hashishi? Lomali Malamig. Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereishis Va'amalem. In Yisrael Mekabelim HaToyra Atem Miskayim. V'imlav Ani Machzir Eschem L'Soyu V'voy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a T'nai. A T'nai. The Lashon of Shechayim, even this Gemara, that until then, there was a T'nai. It was Midli Tali V'koyah. The worlds were Roifif. It wasn't finalized. It was a Bach. It was Midli Tali V'koyah. The whole thing was, they didn't know Bechlal if we have a Siba to exist. T'nai Hisli and Bereishis. Shechayim the Gemara, that's called a Din. I want to pay attention. Shemayim HaMishmat the Din, that was called a Din. Eretz Yireya Ushkata. Zokta Nef Shechayim, the Soid HaDover is because Torah is the seed of everything. Zokter, right after the Shgleich Noch, that Shtikol, Chein Anu Mevorchim Aleh, V'chayei Oilom Nota B'Sechein. Because Torah is the heartbeat of the world, that's what it means, Chayei Oilom. Chayei Oilom means Kepshute. This is the Chiyas Al Oilom. Nota B'Sechein. Pay attention. Kinyin Anetia. Did you hear a little bit? Peris Eilin, we're talking about Anetia. Zokten Evshachayim, there's an Atiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Neteyah into this world, Chai Oilu. Ki inyin an Atiyah, Shenetiyah also kedei lasis pri laharba is toivah. Kein, imanu machzikim b'ter ha-kdoisha b'kol kochein b'kuron ha-machilim chayad. Chas v'sholom nat, everything is chayz l'toivah. This is the Gemara and this is the Yisovid of Nevshachayim. The whole Oilu Mishiva is in the Shemadis. The whole tircha that there is, everything is Torah. Everything, another minute of Torah, another Masechta, another blat, another line, another Rashi. How does the Nefesh Chaim bring it out? Does the Nefesh Chaim, if the world will see soon how the Shaftas is Aris Kebrach, if the world will be bottled for a second, finished. So there's two Nekudas have to be Mavar. This is Yisoy Yisoy. This is the Nefesh Chaim. The two Nekudas, Mav Duchrin, it's very chashuv to understand the Chiddush of the Nefesh Chaim. What is he coming to say? The Zach is when you read the Gemara, the Poshup Shah in the Gemara is it's Nishvil Nevzhachan. The Poshup Shah is that this whole Yira, this whole Pachad existed until Ma'an Torah. The second Ma'an Torah came, there's Gven Shkota, hell, it's ruined, they're Ketzepek, Valdik. Well, that's what the Gemara says. The Pachad's finished. The pachad was until Mantur, then tonight his name was scary, we weren't sure, but then once he got there, he was caught there. Lehed Yitzhak HaShachan is coming to Mavkir. That's what's coming to Mavkir. Nay. Finish, finish. Ad Hayoyim Mazeh V'ad Gias HaMashiach. There's a continuous pachad, Neira, which you feel in the world, every words of the Nefesh Chaim, every time he talks about it, between the lines, you feel the way he talks about it, there's a pachad, you had a b'chush pachad. It can't zayn, if the world would be Pony rega echad alayim mazef from Torah it's still. In Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim reads this also in the Mishnah of Kol Olamid Torah Harbe. It says Afilu Sa'advoched Ram Harbe Kol Adap Kol Olam Kedai Loi. Ruach Chaim explains about what he said. He says he reads a Duchel Hedio. He says because the Gemara in Shabbos Tapeches is not only talking about Kabbalah Satorah, even after Kabbalah Satorah Al Hayoyim Mazeh, the same Indian remains. Kinnir, it's a little bit different, as they point out. The Tanai Hisna, there was two things. Originally, it's the same Musik of Torah. The Torah of the world is Tali on Torah. Of originally, it was Tali on Kabbalah Satara. That required all Shish and Ribi of Kal Yisrael. Kabbalah Satara, Nasav and Ishmael, the Gans thing, the whole Kabbalah Satara. If it didn't have Kabbalah Satara, everything would be bottled. From then on, Nefesh Chaim, every time he mentions this Yisoid, he doesn't say that you need Kabbalah Satara. He doesn't need Kol Klal Yisrael. It sounds, most places he mentioned the Yisrael, the Steeris, most places it sounds like even one Klal Yisrael is enough. Sometimes it says 10, 1. Even one of Klal Yisrael is enough. You don't need, in the beginning you needed a full Kabbalah, but once Torah was brought into this world, you don't need a Kabbalah of Kol Klal Yisrael, but the Torah has to exist in some way. There, in Ruach HaChaim, he brings it from the Pasuk. It's Gemara in the Dharma, rather. It's Gemara in the Dharma, Gemara in Pesachim. There's no chazan. It's not a one-time thing. It wasn't only tonight. The Kabbalah Satara. It's shtendit. It's mamshich. We have to hold on. That's the bris shemayim v'aretz. We have to hold on to the Torah. This is the first nekuda. Very chashuv. This wasn't a one-time thing. This musig, that everything is tali in Torah, and it's a pachad, and it's nitli tali v'koi. It's scary. It's shaky. It's alayim hazeh. It's aleph. Beis. When we say the word Torah, it's tali in Torah. What do we mean? There's a lot of things in Torah. Look around. All the different parts of Klal Yisrael. It's a lot of things. Torah is a very great the word. So, shteit shpeter nefesh chayim. Perchovov. Comes to madrishes. And when I said Torah, I mean Torah and limud Torah dafka. I don't mean shar mitzvahs and I don't mean tefillah. It's a mefurash nefesh chayim. Also, there's a big hack about this. That's far as I'm concerned. That he means clearly, he means this soid, the kol yisoid of Nefesh HaChayim. That if there would be one, there wouldn't be one yid in Klal Yisrael be doing Torah, it's especially a soid in Limud Torah. In Perichot Vav, Zach Tazer. The time is Shalom Dover, Kamish is Baal Yosh, Mekor Shor Sha'elion, and Elim Shal Torah, Kadosh, and Moin Nala Me'al Kol Olamas. Me'oz Kol Chiyusam, the Kiyum Shal Olam Kulay, Toloi Va'oimid Rakafi, Inyan V'roiv, is skenu vehegeinenu bo. Hegeyin is talking about learning Torah, thinking in Torah. She'im anachnu oiskim bo machzichim oisa kuroi b'li rifyon klal onu ma'orim mekar shor she'elyon mekar kedusha brachos v'chaya oilam kedusha nura kol elomas v'im chas v'shom iskenu bo berifyon miskamet u'mismayit ha'kedusha. Here, agav, v'shchaim is maram, is a double poshet. If no one's learning it, the world's bottom. But even if there are people learning, if we're not learning the right way, if this is the heartbeat of the world, so then when the heartbeat starts for a second, the world's not bottled totally up, or things don't go the way they're supposed to be going. The chiyus that comes to the Olamos is mismayit. Stars start happening. Things don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, it's not mashpia the way he's supposed to. It's miskamet, mismayit. V'im chas v'sholom kolonu manichim az nichim oisim asik ba mikol v'kol. Gam olam is kulei keregim is batim. Ma she'en kein b'chol ha-mitzvahs, Dr. Chenev Shechayim, v'afilu mitzvahs ha-tvila. Mitoich ha-dvarim is he had a tzad to say that tvila is more choshev than the regular mitzvahs. Maybe mitzvahs is not tolly, but tvila is tolly. She'gam olam is ha-shashom kol yisro manichim v'oizim is bali is baruch l'ho yuchoizim olam is avur zeh l'soy l'voy. It's a gevalde getzir. Imagine the entire world, for whatever reason, there was nobody decided we're not davening today. No one's davening. No tilim davening. No one's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. Nobody. Imagine the day nobody put on tefillin. Come Sukkot, no one's sitting in the Sukkot. The entire world. The world would continue to exist. What do you want? No one can exist. I invite us. No one can exist. If no one's learning Torah and not learning Torah, the world's bottom. If no one's davening, no one's doing mitzvahs, the world continues to wild. Look at the touch. Because tefillah is the shayrish of the world, the chiyus of the world. Zok to Eli, like this. We arrive from Chazal. V'chein ha-tefillah nikus b'divri Chazal chay yesho. V'ha-tor nikus chay oilam. Gemara and Shabbos says that Rav Asur, Rav Huna, that he was davening too long. He was davening into Seder. He was davening into Seder. He was supposed to be learning. And he said, lo matam aniyah chay oilam v'oisik b'chay yesho. Why are you leaving chay oilam v'oisik b'chay yesho? She'in, he says a taich. She'in in a tefillah who ha'isofas tikkun bo olamos. Avada tefillah is mashbiyah on the chiyus in the world. Tefillah and mitzvahs, they're definitely mashbiyah. But that's ha'isofa. They're not the world itself. It's not the heartbeat. And maybe go, how fast the heartbeat goes, how much is mashbiyah. Oh, but that's a teisefes. U'lecheinim ovra asho, shuv lo yitel klal ha'isof teis bo olamos, et sefes kedusha brocha. That's the world itself. So we have two Hysophis, and this is Soid, because she'll call you Soid as an Irish Chaim. Aleph. When we say the world is Tali on the Torah, it's Kaseda de Gazach. It has to be, because that's what the world is. That is what the world is running. Just like a person, not only when he's born, his heart has to beat. When he comes out of the stomach, the heart has to beat. It's a pachem to make sure the heart's beating. Kaseda, the heart has to beat, the heart has to beat, the heart has to beat. The second nekuda is when we say the Torah has to be present, we're talking about limud Torah. We're talking about dafka limud Torah. Learning Torah. Not mitzvahs, and not davening, we're talking about dafka limud Torah. After kol zeh, pashup shabbos, let's go back to the Gemara. After the Gemara, let's go back to the Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, this is so. If Klal Yisrael wouldn't be mekabel Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be machzer the entire world of Tov Avoyim. And if Shechaim says countless times, if Chas V'Sholom Oyekol Oilom Kulei Ponui Mirega Echa Me'esek HaTorah Oyekol Oilom Es Nechrovin, I asked the Oilom, what does this mean? It sounds like a very harsh din, and this is the din that the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Me'eretz Shemata Me'eshemayim Shemata Din. This is the din. Is this together an Oynish? That's not what's supposed to be. What's up, Shabbos? Is this together an Oynish? How could you not be lazy in terror? There's states of the way we still live. It's not together an Oynish. I'm going to go back to what we spoke about the first Vat. There are sometimes a person does something, you do something terrible, you do a crime, and the Lord gives you a patch. Gives you creases, gives you skila, hereg, cheneg, malchus. Sometimes they put you into the keeper. There's different types of Oynish, some sugyas. Oh, but there's a different sugya we saw in the Nefesh HaChai, we saw in the Rabbein Yonah. There's a different sugya when you're dealing with accomplishment and productivity and purpose, and purpose, and purpose. Purpose means, where are you going? Where are you heading? Where are you headed? Purpose, the shayla of purpose and the purpose, and the purpose of matikva. Where are you headed? It's pashit, and we say over here, toyu v'voyu, it's not in Finnish. Tayu v'voyu means the world originally was an abyss. It was an abyss. It was one good grace, an abyss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world here for a purpose. And that's great. We put the world here for a purpose. If the world is going where it's supposed to be going, stay there. If not, go back. Go back to Ghost. Go back to Snark. Tayu v'voyu. That's Lashon. Nachziron l'tayu v'voyu. When it says, Imlav shom tehei kfuratzchem, it doesn't mean, Imlav shom tehei kfuratzchem, I'm going to give you a patch. It means, in love, if you're not in the Kabbalah, the Torah, there's no purpose for the world. There's no purpose for the world. When the Nefesh HaChaim says, when one person stops, it means the heartbeat is finished. When the heartbeat's finished. So what happened? You take an engine out of the car. Is it a patch to the car? When you blow up the car, that's a patch to the car. You take the engine of the car, it's a geinish. What's a geinish? It's a geinish. There's no car. The ganze Zach is not just gone. That's the only Pshan, the Gemara, that's the only Pshan, the Mishachai. Now let's go back to the Shulah. This is what the Shulah is saying. This is the Chimera Ovoin. Maybe the first we'll go to the Yushalmi, the Sifri, in the back of the Shulah. Whenever we talk in Chazal about the Din on Bittul Torah, that's the Din of Bittul Torah we're talking about. What's the Lashon of Sifri? Let me talk to you. What's the Lashon of Sifri? Kishen Sheschar Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam Kach. It's not. It means for the same reason. Why is Char Torah Keneged Kulam? Because, like the Nefesh HaChaim is Marach, it's the Shurush of Kol Shurushim. It's everything. Everything starts from Torah when Torah is the right way. So the Char, the produce, the Uftu of Torah, what Torah does for the Welt and Torah does for the Mensch, nothing else could do because everything starts from there. For the same reason, the Oynish is. Why? Again, not because you're getting a patch, because you're missing the cavity, the Toyu Vavoyu, the Grand Canyon that's there, that forms. When you're missing that, it's the same thing. You're missing the heart. When you're missing the heart, the Oynish is Kulam. Not because you deserve a patch. Not deserve because of a patch. It's not because I make a cheshman, you get a ticket, because you transgress and you violate, you have a traffic violation. It's not the pshat. You're mufka, you have no shaykhs. You're missing olive bays. This is the chaymer of a bittul Torah. Kinira, this is what the Shlosh is talking about. This is the need in a pair of seals. Mosek midvash. There were two creations in the world. First, Shaz Briyas Oilam. Zayyoyim Tchilas Masecha, Shaz Briyas Oilam, Briyas Oilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He created everything, created the physical world. He created the makeup of the world, and he created Ruach HaKodesh also. He created the neshama. He created all the kelim for the world, the entire world of the Kol HaShaboy. Hamoyim Brius Be'ein Tachlas. On the sheer, go look into the sea. Go look into the sea. Kids start counting the amount. Unbelievable the amount of organs in the person, the amount of protein around the world. This huge world. Abu was chaser the tachlis. It was chassel. What's the job? What's the facht here? What are we all here for? What's the purpose of the world? There was a second kilu chiddush oilam. It's a lashon lishlof avodah. Kadosh Baruch Hu came ma'antara. Man Torah, all of a sudden, this is the goods, this is delivery, this is the goods, this is the production, this is what's supposed to be going on over here. This is what you're here for. This is the payrus. This is what you're here for. This is what you're here for. Zdok Tishla. On the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he dines now a second in. On Rosh Hashanah, we also get Nidan. We get Nidan on all the protim, all the kalim of our lives. We get Nidan on every last kli. Our health. How much time, how much friends we're going to have. Our Shalom Bayis. Kids. Friends, health. Everything. Everything. Even the Ruchni Zdikah, the kalim Shaboy, the makeup, the mahus of it, we get it on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, but there's a second Nidan that happens on Shavuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dines. What's with the payrus of Elon? Where's the cash that I gave you to deliver? Where is it? What's going on? Let's check out the purpose. Is there any production here? Is there production here? Is there production? How much is Torah a part of your life? How much production of Torah? And here is what I want to bring out. I want to bring this three nekudas here. We know we spoke about tonight, beginning of tonight, and bring it down the Maisa. That means by Shavuos we're being done. And by Etzem, this Bechina is the production of Torah. Are you hopeless or you're not hopeless? Are you hopeless or you're not hopeless? That's really the question. What's going on there? Are you a productive person in the... Oh, but the feed away, Mishtalaveka, tonight you have to add him. And this is in the Sefis to the first thing, the first Vada of this month. We spoke about him, the first Vada, but Etzem, this Noise of is a person productive or not? Is he a garnish? Is he a Leidika? Or is he a person, a productive person? Which he spoke at, that's also Hefsid of Adin and Nefesh. We spoke at that, that's Nagiat, the Klal, Mitzvah Sesei, that's Nagiat, a lot of Mitzvahs, all Mitzvahs, Klal of Edith Hashem. Tefillah, Shalom Bayis, Chinuch, Mitzvahs, Avoidim, Tikkun Midas, it's Nagiat everything. There could be a person who's a nice, harmless guy who's doing nothing. And it's a person, all of a sudden, he's going places, he's advancing. Is that an overachiever or an underachiever? We spoke about that. But here's where we see, there's a new knage over here, that Torah is Toifis Mokam Bifnei Atzman. This is a new knage. Because a person could say, okay, I'm not that leidiker, I'm doing a lot. I'm doing chesed, I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm doing shalom bayis, I'm doing all kinds of good tzachin. I am a productive person. This is the Atzlan who's doing, he didn't do anything. Since high school, he hasn't done anything. That's what we spoke about, and then we're going to speak about most of that. But then Kumtaran and mention, he says, okay, I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm a productive person. Here's where we see the Sharif guide. That's Chayesha. On Shavuos, you need an unlimited. You want to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, I'm a productive person. He's saying, no, garnish, I'm sending it to the old age home. What's the ikur? What are you here for? What's the ikur you're here for? Go back to the Brias Oilam. What's the Brias Oilam? We saw Nevesh Chaim is saying that Agam Bechlal the Torah is just over Torah's Chilik Shem Bevatim, it's Chias Oilam. If Torah wouldn't be present in this world, the world would be bottled. So too, Legabi our production, there's a separate, it's Chilik Shem Bevatim that our Tafkid in a separate way, our Tafkid that we were Nivra Bavura in a separate way is Dafka Torah. Dr. Rashi in the Mishnah Novice, famous Mishnah, Perek Bey, Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, in the Matta, Torah Harbe al Tachsik Toivel Atzmacha, Shalakach Noitzar. It doesn't say that about mitzvahs. It doesn't say Shalakach Noitzar. It's Dr. Rashi. Shaze Iker Tachel, Shanivra Bavuroi, bring to Rashi the Gemorn Shabbos Peiches Amaral. Bring to the Ganze Gemorn. Shetnahis Nemais Bereshis. This is the purpose. Someone says, yeah, but I was also created for that and that and that. No, don't, it's not also. Torah, if you're not producing in Torah, you can't come with the Cheshmanis, but I'm also doing that. No. If you're not producing in Torah, you're missing. Forget it. Gone. You're gone. Torah is the Iker Tafkid. Sometimes Iker Tafkidim, and there's a lot of other things. Person comes to something Iker and this Tofel. Someone says, oh yeah, I did that and that and that happened. Some, there's a lot of Mishalim to this. from a person who wasn't zochah to get married. You tell him, but you have this and you have this and this and this and this. This is the whole day. It's not shoveli. I'm doing this and this and this. I'm a productive person. The Iker's chasam and a sefer. Torah and this sugya of production, Torah, limud hatar, as we saw, limud hatar dafka, not mitzvahs, not you. Is chaylik shim mifnei atzma. You have to have a cheshbon how you're producing in Torah. This is shlav beis. Shlav aleph is that there's a need in Torah, there's a need in productivity. Shlav beis is it's not the other parts of Torah. They're peripheral. Ma'aseh they're chlokim shleim of Torah, mitzvahs and tefillah. But legabi Torah, legabi limud Torah, they're peripheral chaylik of Torah. Torah. Hear about Torah. Speak about it so many times. There's so many other things going on in our world. It used to be yeshiva, it was taket. There's so many other things going on. Is your chaim, are you nitfas by which pshan naran? Does it drive you crazy to understand a nocha, a rash, nocha shulchan aruch, nocha mishabura? Do you realize this is your ikur tachlis? This is your ikur tachlis. This is everything. Everything else is baby games. Look at that. That's nothing. What are you doing that? I mean, I sent you to deliver $1 million, and on the way, I sent you to give it to take a few candies to a kid. I delivered the candies. What are you doing? Torah is a separate shmur. It's limud Torah. And the third nekuda I want to bring out is that in this tafkid of the Torah, every individual has his private job, his private shlichus. This will finish off. I'm going to go a little late. Everyone has to leave. There's also a goyin in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's married to a goyin. Goyin. Mishle. Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel says that before a person dies, take off koydim misasoi by a shloisha malachim. Before a person dies, three malachim come to the person. Maybe the guy. Maybe the guy. Makaris mezayim. Echad choyshev kol haragoyim shei ba'olam v'noit ha'cheshbonim ha'asabeh. One makes a cheshbon. How he used his time, how he used his minutes, his months, is a full cheshbon. Malach doesn't forget anything. Cheshbon we use every second of his life. What do you do? Come to essay. What do you do with his time? V'asheni choyshev ha'aver sh'asa. And the second malach makes the Averis. So you think, what's the third malach for? Everything's finished. Ashlishi. Shalomar itoy Torah bebetem imoy. This is the malach that learned with you, taught you Torah in your mother's stomach. Can you do what the Goyin says? That's a person's chelik in Torah. Saying chelkeinu b'Torah secha. Every person has a chelik in Torah. Everyone, you have your havana, how much you are supposed to learn, it's mutl upon you to learn. Now he comes to make the cheshbon. Where is it? Where is it? I don't understand what's going on. We had one malach who took all the essays. What do you do with your time? And we had another malach who took the alaveras. What more is there? This is so important. This is the whole sigur thing with the whole zman. We're not talking about tickets. We're not talking about cheshbonis. You're right. You finished already all the tarik mitzvahs. You finished all the do's and don't do's. You're right. We're handling another sugya. What was the purpose of your life? Okay, I don't have any checks on you, and minuses on you. I finished all the checks and the minuses. Oh, but what were you here for? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us for? It's before Shavuot. Limud Torah. He created for us. To Limud Torah, why? And I mentioned all night, the reason why is because Torah is the greatest way to be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're here to be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest way. Oh, but that's the why. The what is? Our job is Torah. The third malach comes and says, did you deliver the goods? If not, go to the old age home. Get out. I don't know. Go out of here. You have no place here. You're mufka. You're not a villain. You're not a criminal. You didn't do avlas. But what did you do? What did you do? Shteita that every person has a specific chrayas to learn his Torah. Read of Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Can you do the Mishbru? Shulchan Rav is a Paisik Mishbru. One of the Paisik Mishbru brings Kaseda. He says, Nuchas Tamat Torah Perek Aleph. Oy, no, Amru Chach Me'emes. Shekol nefesh shvichel etikun alasik bepardes kefi ma sheyichol lahasik uleida. Bechol mi sheyichol lahasik uleida. Harbe. Fakadosh Baruch Hu gave Anshi. He gave him a charge. He gave him a shlichus. You have to learn. Vinis Atzel. Vinis Atzel. Zatzis. V'loy hisig v'yoda elmat. Tzorach lovay begilgul. I'm not trying to scare the oil here. Tzorach lovay begilgul ashe yisig v'yade v'yeda kol mashe efshin v'shmosi la'asim edias ha'tayra. Hein b'pshat halachas, hein b'ramozim, b'droshes v'sayas. Ki kol mashe nishmosi yichol la'asig aleidim edias ha'tayra, zeh utikin shlimusa. V'efshin l'shtalim b'tzorachayim, bilti ediasu. V'lechein omru chazal ashe misha bolakan of tamudu b'yoda. What do I want here? It is not an issue of Oinshin. This is what I want. Why are you coming in Gagulim? It's not an issue of Oinshin. It's not. No major tainas in you. You're a great person. You spent your time. You did a lot of mitzvahs. Aber, you were supposed to know Maseches Adarim back and forth. You were supposed to say Chedushim. You were supposed to be the one who puts out Maruchas Rebbe Kveger and writes Maduras and Madir Rebbe Kveger. You were supposed to. You, Mishur Shishmas, and everyone has a job of Torah. You didn't do it. You gotta finish. What are you here for? What are you here for? You gotta finish. Finish the job. This is what's going on in Shavuos. And this is what we have to think about. And I'm mamish, I'm not interested in the pachat shabai. I'm not interested. I'm interested in us getting a thrust. We should walk out of Shavuos. A person should walk out of Shavuos with such a shiva to grow in Torah. We have such a problem in our door that no one wants to really be a Talmud Chacham. Everyone dreams to be a Talmud Chacham. But no one's dying to be a Talmud Chacham. No one's dying to know the entire sex of Dar. No one's dying to know every last word. Everyone's dying to have a good Seder. They want to have a Talmud in Torah. It's not a good word. Hear a good word. But if I tell you there's another Mar Mokum, are you dying for that? Are you dying for that? This is the chiyus of the world. This is Iker. This is everything. Why are you going to get? You're not going to get Einish. I'm asking. If you don't know that last pshat in the sugi, you're not going to know it's going to get Einish. You learned good the whole Seder. Even maybe you're a masmid. Oh, but this is the production. This is the production. This makes you a different world. The same in the Nefesh HaChaim says, Torah is the shirush of the kol olam, it's a shirush of you. This does the most in your creation of your being as a person. Torah does more to build you than anything. This is what Rabbi Yossi said, Kama Yossi Yossi B'shuka. This is the story of Shavuos. I became a different person. He realized, this is where it's at. This is the sugya of Shavuos. When you have to think, this is the sugya of Shavuos. You're not dead. You want to remain a Jew? Or you want to make a different person. I could say it's not so bad. It's going to be gefährlich. Gefährlich, the thought that you're here, you were supposed to do this. You just left on. You could have so much. This is the din on Paris Elam. This is the sugi of Shavuos. We have to produce. This is what it's all about. As Hashem should be zeichet to realize our tafkin life and how much this is everything. This is what it's all about. It should be our sheaf of this is you, it's gate to our commitment. It's like the Kabul Ter Ba'avu.
Next month, September. Oh, Monday night.